From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Thousands of Haitian earthquake survivors have been trying to leave Port-au-Prince today after giving up on waiting for emergency food and water there. Most buses out are packed, and some have reportedly doubled their fares. The United Nations World Food Program says it plans to distribute 200 tons of emergency food supplies in Haiti today, enough to feed 95,000 people, but hundreds of thousands are in need. Tim Callahan, who heads a U.S. Agency for International Development team, says his group is bringing in medical kits from the World Health Organization.
We're bringing in several of those, and I believe each kit has enough medical supplies for approximately 10,000 people for 3 months.
The U.S. ambassador to Haiti, Kenneth Merton, told NBC today that the security situation in Port-au-Prince, while not perfect, is stable for now.
Our troops are standing by in cases where neither the Haitian police nor the U.N. troops can provide security. But so far, in most cases, the Haitian police and the U.N. forces have been able to handle the situation.
But U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked the Security Council to increase by 2,500 the number of U.N. security forces and peacekeeping troops in Haiti. European Union nations have boosted their pledges of assistance to Haiti, including an agreement to forgive some of that country's debt. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
The EU wants to send the message to Haiti it will not be forgotten after this first rush of assistance. The 27 member states pledged $132 million in immediate aid, complemented by triple that amount from the European Commission. But Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who convened this emergency summit of development ministers, says she's also talking to the U.S. and other partners about putting together a donors' conference.
We need to pull it together, do it at the right time, and make sure it is about supporting Haiti for the medium and the long term.
In addition, EU members are looking at staffing a police force of about 150 people to help with security on the ground in Haiti, a request put forward by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A French government official has complained after U.S. forces at the airport in Haiti turned away two supply flights from a group in France. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
One French government minister called on the UN to clarify the U.S. role in Haiti, saying that international aid efforts were about helping Haiti, not occupying it. His comments came after U.S. forces over the weekend turned back a French aid plane carrying a field hospital. The U.S. military controls the damaged, congested airport in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince, where only one runway is functioning. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, a former humanitarian worker and founder of Doctors Without Borders, warned governments and aid agencies not to compete with one another. Kouchner said, "People always want it to be their plane that lands, but what's important is the fate of the Haitians." For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The stock market is closed today. This is NPR News from Washington. Taliban militants wearing explosive vests staged a series of attacks on government targets in Afghanistan's capital today. Gun battles raged for hours, paralyzing the city. At least a dozen people were killed, most of them attackers, and dozens of others were wounded. The assault came as Afghan President Hamid Karzai was swearing in cabinet members inside the heavily fortified presidential palace. Foreign journalists in China say that their Google email accounts have been infiltrated. Google last week threatened to shut down its China-based operations following similar breaches of security. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
The Foreign Correspondents Club of China sent emails to its members on Monday, warning them to be on guard against malicious links and attachments in their emails. It said that reporters in at least two news bureaus found that their Gmail accounts had been hacked into and data forwarded to unfamiliar recipients. The FCC didn't say whose accounts were compromised, but the Associated Press identified one of the reporters as theirs. The attacks were apparently similar to those which prompted Google to threaten its pullout. Human rights groups and foreign journalists in China were targeted by virus-bearing emails after riots in Tibet in 2008 and protests during the Olympic torch relay. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The man who shot and wounded Pope John Paul in 1981 was freed from jail today after spending nearly 30 years behind bars in Italy and Turkey. In a written statement, Mehmet Ali Akça called himself a messenger of God. Akça's bullets caused wounds to John Paul's stomach, hand, and an arm, but the pontiff met with him 2 years after the attack in an Italian prison and forgave him. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.